Hello?
My bad, Curtis. The call timed out, so the recording's only last 1 hour. So I guess we've been talking for an hour. Had to
really, God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Went by quick. We're talking about everything. I'm like, man. Yeah, but basically, I was just saying before it cut me off, I asked my sisters all the time, are you guys plumbers? Because you like to bring up old crap all the time. I say S-H-I-T, but. All right, so. Oh, sorry.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so just be back to business. So I can get this squared away. I got to square away your payment, and I got to get a security question for your account as well. Let's do the security question first. So you can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name as your security question. First pet's name? Okay. What was your first pet's name, Curtis?
Mocha. M-O-C-O-A.
Oh, nice. M-O-C-O-A.
I've owned a couple cats, but it's for my kids mostly.
Yeah.
Growing up, I've only owned one cat. It was a calico. I had that cat from the time I was, I think I want to say like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And she passed away when somebody let it outside.
Yeah.
It was around
21. Man, we always had a lot of pets growing up. I wasn't really big on cats, but my sisters were. My younger sister has 3 cats and no kids, my younger sister. But I was big on my dog. I had like one dog that was like a family member. I had him from when I was 6 to 16, like 10 years. His name was Ali. We got him from the pound for $100. He was a chocolate pit that we adopted. And we named him Ali, like Muhammad Ali, because the reason he was in the pound is because the family that originally got him had boxers. And I guess he wasn't getting along with the boxers. They were like beating him up and like casting him out because he was a different breed and different dog. So they just ended up turning him into the pound. And then we heard that story and we named him Ali because he was fighting boxers, you know, like Muhammad Ali. So, and then but he ended up being like the best pet I ever had. And I've been wanting to get another one, but my son's just so small right now that I'm just like, let me wait till he's like 4 or 5 and he can feed him and clean up after him, and then I'll go get it.
Depends on what you get. You got a Rottweiler right now? Rottweiler, honestly, best pet you ever get for a kid.
I love big dogs. I like big dogs. I don't like little dogs. My lady wants a little dog, like a French Bulldog or like a Boston Terrier. I'm like, nah, man, I don't want a little dog.
I don't know about the Terrier.
Yeah, she wants a little Boston Terrier or like a little Frenchie for him. But I'm just like, French Bulldogs are like $5,000. I'm not going to give him $5,000 and then have him like not taking care of the dog. I'm at work all day. Then she decides she wants to go to the mall or go to the park with the kid and leave the dog at the house or something. You know, I feel like it's just something that's going to make me mad. So I'll just wait until my son's big enough to take care of it. He understands like feeding it and cleaning up after it. And then I'll get it. So that way they got 2 heads on it when I'm working. But, okay, so I got your security question, though. We keep doing that, Mocha. And then in terms of securing your $250 application fee, I already texted you the application, but how did you want to secure the payment?
I got my business card right here.
Okay, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
Okay. And it's under your business name, so it says Day and Night Pest Control, LLC?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay,
let me take that off of there. But the business is going to be promoted as an LLC, right? Or did you want me to hide that?
You can put it as an LLC, that's fine.
Yeah, it looks more professional, but I have to ask. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that's on your Google Business profile?
Yes, it's the same.
Okay, the 2770 Newbern Circle?
Yes, sir.
All right. So on the front of that Visa, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4427.
4427.
4202.
4202.
6738.
6738.
1512.
1512. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year? 03 of 20, and then 3-digit code on the back.
634.
634, okay. And let me get you the receipt. And this is just going to be for Google Guarantee application fee. So it's going to come across as LSA application fee. LSA just means local service ads for Google Guarantee. That's the formal name for it. Let me send this to you. And then there'll be an invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing as well. Yeah, so when I first started working here, I had an intern. It was horrible. I was on some real, like, pursuit of happiness stuff, though. Oh, can you hear me, Curtis? Hello? Oh, no. I don't know if you can hear me, but you're cutting out pretty bad.
Oh, I didn't want to know what that was. The phone's in my pocket, so it actually muted.
Oh, there you go. Now I can hear you. That was awkward.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. Yeah, it's all good. I was just making sure it didn't, like, disconnect the call. I'm like, oh, man, that's going to feel uncomfortable if he just paid us, and then now all of a sudden he can't, the call just dies. That's not good.
Like,
I was getting,
oh, God. All right, guys.
Yeah, I was about to hang up the line and call you back. I was like, I don't know what happened. All right.
That's a great movie, just FYI. Great movie.
Yeah, it really is. I kind of enjoyed it when Will Smith smacked Chris Rock. I was on Will Smith's side of that one. but yeah, he's supposed to be your brother. Like, of all people, you're gonna hit him. And Chris Rock's just funny, and you know he's just joking. Like, he never. I don't think I've ever heard of him. That was the first time I ever heard of Chris Rock getting into conflict with anybody. You know what I mean? Yeah, but you know what I noticed, though? It was it's always a Philly guy, because he had a problem with Kobe, too. Kobe cussed him out one time in the middle of a basketball game, and then there was another time he was, like, joking, and Kobe wasn't talking to him. So they made this meme I saw where it's just all these guys from Philadelphia don't get along with Chris Rock. Like, they just don't find him funny. I think it was, like, Kevin Hart, too. Kevin Hart's from Philadelphia, and he had a problem with Chris Rock. Like, they don't get along. So I was like, what the heck is up with the Philly guys? What's in their water that they just don't like Chris Rock or think he's funny?
Yeah, I like Chris Rock, man. He's funny as hell.
Yeah, it's just a different kind of humor. I feel like his newer stuff's kind of corny, but his old stuff is good.
Chris Rock?
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Rock fell off a little bit.
I haven't really watched some of his new shit. I work, man. You heard my hours, man. I work a lot.
Yeah, I never really get to watch any of the new, like, comedy stuff unless it's, like, I get, like, a solid maybe hour or two at night where Little Man and my wife go to sleep, and then I'll go in the living room. I mean, try to catch up on what's going on in the world. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, but I'm a gym addict. I usually, like, I'll work 7 to 4:30, sometimes 5, and then I'll usually go straight from here. They give us a free gym pass to this gym called Equinox. It's, like, right underneath the Google headquarters. So a lot of, like, professional athletes go in there, like, for the LA sports teams and stuff. And so, like, yeah, so I'll go in there and I'll work out usually for an hour or two. So by the time I get home, it's usually, like, 8:30, so my little guy doesn't get to see me too much during the week between work and then going to the gym. Some days I'll just cut out and not go to the gym, get back to him, and I start missing him, but I'll get like 2-3 hours, and then he goes to sleep, and then on the weekends he's pretty much all mine. Mom just like disowns him because I haven't had him all week. Yeah, exactly. She said, I want to go get my nails done. I'm like, whatever, bye, you know, have fun.
About 15 hours.
Yeah. She's like, it's my turn to go to the gym. Yeah. I don't mind it. She's Latina, and she's, like, super spicy, so she looks good, but, yeah, I'm good on all the attitude and stuff. I'm like, you need to go work that out. And she goes to the gym a lot, too, so it's like, it is.
Our kind is already bad, but dealing with them Latinas?
Oh, yeah. My sisters, oh, man. You know, the mixed girls used to always see me growing up, and they would be like, you know. When I was younger, they used to say I look like Chris Brown, so they'd be, like, looking at me like, hey, you know, when I cut my hair real short, and I'd be like, nah, I know you're crazy. I got two of them at home. You try to play all sweet now. Yeah, yeah, you get me trapped. You psycho, you know.
Yeah, you got me bent. No, you got me
Yeah, but I made the dumb mistake of thinking a Latina would be any different, and then, you know, they're all a little crazy.
They're all crazy.
Yeah,
they're
I think
crazy.
All.
One way or another.
Yeah, all women have some crazy in them. Oh, just gotta pick your. Yeah, pick which crazy you want to put up with.
That's exactly what it is. That's the same, man. Every man, all women are crazy. It just depends on what type of level every man can handle as a crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So for me, it's good, though. I mean, I grew up with two pretty crazy older and younger sisters. So,
yeah,
you know, that,
I mean, I got.
Yeah, I can deal with her. Yeah. Yeah, well, I kind of worked those things out when I was young, so I feel like I'm already past that point. Like, I got my older brothers, they don't even try, you know? Like, I already put them in check when I was little. When I was younger, I was a little hothead, but now I've gotten older, and, you know, I think that kid kind of straightened me out the most, but even after a couple fights, I just... Yeah, but even then, I feel like I straightened out probably like 5 years ago. I haven't really gotten into anything crazy in like the last 5 years, so it was like before him. Around the time I met his mom.
Yeah?
Yeah, around the time I met his mom, I calmed down a lot.
When I had my firstborn, that's when I completely calmed down. You know, it's just like you tell anybody, it's still there. Don't poke the bear.
Yeah, yeah.
I've calmed down tremendously. I can control myself way better than what I used to be able to before I had my daughter, my firstborn. Or that, oh no, I didn't care who he was. You looked at me funny.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't make a difference. Yeah, we were fighting about it, dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because now it's different, though. You got something to go home to, you know what I mean? Like, this guy's not worth it. He's just pissing me off. He don't got anything going for him. And then I end up, even if I win and he dies or I smoke him, you know what I mean? It's like, I go to jail. So I just get taken away from my kids, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to fall into that trap. Like, and then on the news, you're just another brother that got into a fight, you know what I mean? It's not even like, I don't want to throw my life away like that. So I'm just like, whatever, man. I let a lot of stuff roll off now. Yeah, but 2 years ago, there was a lot of riots out here, and during, like, COVID, and, you know, they're having the Black Lives Matter movements and stuff, and then me being mixed, you know, I have all my black friends from school, like, way back, like, 10, 12 years ago, like, why aren't you out in the street? Like, yeah. I'm like, man, my lady's pregnant right now, you know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, you don't care. You know, they try to pull the card, yeah, so I'm just like, man. So then I started just, I don't know, I burned a bridge with a couple of those guys. So I'm like, man, if you're really going to try to do that. And it's different when you're mixed, you know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know how to explain it. I care about both sides, but I just think racism is stupid altogether. I used to have a grandpa on my mom's side that didn't like my dad. He didn't even get to know my dad, you know what I mean? Just because he was black. Yeah, I'm like, okay. Yeah. But he's the one that taught me that. When I was young, he told me, we went to church, and he told me after church, we were eating breakfast, and he's like, hey, you know, you're going to be too black for some white people, and you're going to be too white for some black people. He's like, you walk around like you fit in everywhere, and everybody's going to be your friend, but he's like, you got to be careful, because for some of them, you're too black, and for some of them, you're too white, you know? And I didn't think about it. Like, he really woke my mind up in that moment. And I was just started looking around, and I started realizing it. Like, some white people just see me as a black guy, and then some black people don't accept me as being black. They see me as white. Most black people do, though, but I noticed that. Black people are literally usually more accepting, but... yeah, there are some of them that, yeah, you know what I mean? When it's just, like, when it's to the core. Like, on my dad's side, you know, my aunt, they're black. Like, going back generations. Yeah. And so, they're usually pretty cool with me, but I have, like, an aunt on my mom's side that I hadn't seen from when I was, like, 5, and then she passed away, and it was just because my dad was black, and she didn't want to, she had this bad, like, mindset of what black people were, so it was awkward. Weird way to grow up.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but you're going to have that, unfortunately.
Yeah, but there was benefits too. Like I had two separate Christmases. You know, my parent, when my mom was still around, that was cool. You know, as a kid, I'd be like, all right, we're going to go to this one. My dad would sit back and he'd catch a beer, watch the football game, and then we'd go head over to grandpa's house with the wife family. I get those presents, come back, you know, so. Yeah, it was just different. It was awkward though. It's a good way to look at the world, you know. I mean, most of the time they're just fighting over stupid stuff that's irrelevant. We're all really the same. We all bleed the same color. They don't know each other, and they all have these predispositions on how people are going to be instead of everybody's their own individual, and that's the problem. People like me and you see everybody as their own, like, individual thing. So you don't know what somebody's like until you talk to them and you get into them, and then you know. You know, but if you don't, yeah, but on the outside, I don't assume anything. I don't see somebody as their race or their color and think they're a certain way. You know what I mean? I don't even know if they speak English until I start talking to them. So I don't assume anything.
Hey, bro, I go to some of these pest control jobs. I got brains. I'm a little, you know, half-mixed little kid, you know what I'm saying? If you look, like I said, you look at me, you automatically think something. But once I'm just talking to these people, and they see my knowledge and they see my expertise, they see how I'm very precise what I do, they love me. Every single customer, I mean, they love me. I've been pretty racist people in my entire life, and I can call them right now. And I mean, when I say racist, I mean like these ones.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't no business,
dog. I already know. I've been out to Ohio a couple times, and I've gotten a look, like, and I'm just like, come on, man, you know? Like, really? I remember I went out there one time, and I don't know if it was like an Amish neighborhood or something, but like, man, they have like Amish communities out there, huh?
Yeah, they got a couple of them out here.
Yeah, I think I was walking through one of them, because they were like, they had horses and carriages and stuff, and I was like, this is weird. Like, I don't know. And then they were kind of looking at me weird. I was prejudiced about that for sure. Like, I was looking at them like, y'all tripping. I'm like, this internet stuff is so convenient. You don't even know. You don't even know. My whole life is paid for by Google. Yeah, I'm like, this phone is free. It's paid for. Like, you guys are tripping. I was like, I could order you something. You want to use my Amazon while we're here?
Well, I'm gonna have to let you go now, big guy.
I was gonna say the same. We're taking up a lot of time, but so your application fee was processed. You should have the receipt in your text messages, so there'll be like a welcome text message. It'll say, Curtis, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's a link in there that has the outline of the agreement and everything in writing. So that way this evening, if you want to look it over, or maybe you forgot something because we've been talking so much, it's all in black and white right there. It's also in your email.
Perfect. I'm going to take care of the rest of that, man. Just enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll talk to you Monday then.
Yeah, you got my number, so if you need anything, just give me a call.
Yes, sir, I will.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All